Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour 3 here on a Friday afternoon on Danny and Dusty. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080 AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. Wonderful, wonderful Friday afternoon. We are going to pivot from the NBA because we do have some breaking news.
I have one NBA note before. People are wondering, why Mark Cuban is leaving the Shark Tank. Maybe he's leaving the show Shark Tank after 14 years.
I think he's got stake in that show, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe he's going to invest in the Portland Trailblazers. Mm. People are wondering.
Got to divest his ownership in the Mavs.
The bully Mark Cuban to buy the Portland Trailblazers needs to happen. We just need to keep bullying Mark Cuban. Maybe this is why he's leaving Shark Tank. I don't know.
People are saying.
Questions are being asked right now.
They are indeed being asked.
I don't know.
One question that's no longer being asked is whether or not Brock Purdy is going to re-sign with the San Francisco 49ers. As Tom Pelissero reports, the 49ers and quarterback Brock Purdy have agreed to terms on a five-year, $265 million extension, $181 in guarantees, including $165 in the first 3 years. Holy crap.
That's a lot of money for Brock Purdy.
I didn't think he was going to get anything close to this.
Really?
No.
That's just the nature of the beast. And here's the thing. He'll be making $53 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even top five paid quarterback in the NFL on the average annual salary.
Where does that put him?
Seventh.
Yikes.
Puts him behind Tua and even with Jared Goff. So when you put it in those terms, think of it that way. The way that the NFL's salary cap is going to be going up. We just talked about this yesterday. Was it $23 billion the league made last year? That number in 5 years could be upwards the projections. I mean, realistically, 30, 33.
Yeah.
And if you're paying your starting quarterback, that the numbers are just going to keep on going up, up, and up. He's behind Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa.
Who's behind him?
Jared Goff.
I mean, like, who else?
Patrick Mahomes is behind him. Yeah. But Patrick Mahomes also signed a half-billion-dollar deal to stay with the Kansas City Chiefs, to where they set that up to keep a window open.
Move money around.
Move the money further and further down. So it's actually very smart, and that's how the window will stay open for the Chiefs, as hard as it's going to be. But it makes it so they can have a window to win championships, and then when Patrick Mahomes is long gone, they're going to be paying a hefty price tag for the greatness that this run and era of the Chiefs has been. But for a guy like Brock Purdy, I don't blame him one bit for wanting that money, because of the fact that he got paid $3 million. He led that team to a Super Bowl.
Sure.
As their quarterback. and was getting paid less than a majority of the starting quarterbacks in the college football playoff were last year.
But you also don't pay a guy for what he's done. You pay a guy for what he can do. And I don't know if you should be paying Brock Purdy top seven money. I wouldn't.
He is in a system that has been wildly successful. I think this says a lot about how Kyle Shanahan thinks of Brock Purdy.
Sure.
He has his limitations, and boy, we're going to see how different they look this year without Deebo Samuel, because every time Deebo gets hurt and he goes out of the lineup, they look a little clunky.
And McCaffrey's certainly not getting any healthier.
It's because they lean on him so much game planning wise. Kyle Shanahan's had no issue moving on from quarterbacks in the past.
You're not wrong.
And so for him to say, nah, this is going to be the guy, he's going to attach his wagon to Brock Purdy. It is a ton of money. And he has had some of the best, if not the best collection of weapons in the NFL over his time. But when you pay your quarterback $53 million, you're going to have to make tough choices in a lot of other places. And the 49ers have already been doing that. So he's going to have to carry it now. He's not perfect. And he's not a guy that you reset the market with, but they didn't. They didn't even come close to that.
No. What's Dak's number?
60.
And that's so much. And I don't like Dak. Dak's a better quarterback than Brock, but by a lot for me.
I don't think so.
I
would not go as far as to say by a lot.
Dak should be getting Brock money, and Brock should be getting better than Geno Smith money.
He has won. He has been efficient. He has commanded a locker room that, and I think that's one of the most valuable things for an NFL quarterback, is you step into a locker room that is a bunch of established dudes, and you come in as one of the last picks of the NFL draft.
And he earned it.
And you win that job. Yeah. And it's what he does between the ears that is way better than any of his physical traits.
Sure.
And that's where he's miles ahead of Dak Prescott.
I don't disagree in that.
And that is more than half the battle when you get to the NFL and playing quarterback.
It's just very interesting the way that the 49ers have structured things, because they have been a team that has tried to avoid this and keep these windows. This is a firm, kind of hard out on the window is the next 3 years, because salary structure wise, they can't do anything.
Yeah, no, but it was this or you move on to another quarterback yet again. And Kyle Shanahan saying this is going to be our guy. Yikes, dog.
Because again, I don't think Brock's a bad quarterback at all. Don't take it for that. But if he's not the guy, you are looking at a rough couple of years if they have to make the reset.
I think they know that anyway.
That's fair.
Because they're in a transitionary period as it is. That's the hard part about the NFL.
And so at least have the quarterback under contract, because you can make the other changes around it. And then when he does come off in 3 years, if he's not the guy.
Well, and when you pay him during this portion of it, it can become more affordable. Look, $181 million is all that's guaranteed, which is a lot of money. I would like $181 million guaranteed.
With almost all of that guaranteed up front in the first 3 years.
But they are not guaranteeing $265 million of his deal. And so I think that does make a little bit more sense. And this goes back to what we've talked about so often with the way that teams handle their business, especially like the Cincinnati Bengals. You wait, you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait, and then all of a sudden, you're not getting a value on a guy anymore. Here are the quarterbacks that are behind one Brock Purdy now. Justin Herbert, on average annual salary. Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford. Baker Mayfield. Other than that, rookie scale guys that are going to be getting far more money when they are up. But that is where those are the guys that are behind him that you sit there and you go, yeah, they're better than Brock Purdy. Herbert, Hurts, Mahomes, Stafford, and Baker Mayfield.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So where he's at. I mean, are you going to...
I think all those quarterbacks have a Brock.
Well, absolutely.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But are you going to take... The guys that are behind him now are Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Justin Fields, Daniel Jones, Russell Wilson, and then you get to your rookie scale guys, which Caleb Williams, CJ Stroud, Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
And we haven't even talked about Carr retiring.
Did we need to?
No, but it will just be like, all right, yeah, the shoulder's cooked, we're done.
Yeah. I did read, apparently, his representative, they reached out to other teams to see if anybody was curious for a trade, and then he made the decision to retire.
The medicals came back. Nope, your shoulder's cooked.
Yeah. He's going to become a professional golfer now.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in the long run here, Purdy is getting that. And also, he's younger than Stafford, who's in the back 40 of his career.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, who he had to prove it, man.
He did.
And he has in spades.
He's a damn good quarterback.
Baker Mayfield is an incredible quarterback.
No.
And I love watching Baker Mayfield play. I will take me some Brock Purdy over really all of those other guys.
The rest of the other guys, yeah. I mean, Deshaun Watson.
And that's the thing is that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a different thing, but yeah.
When your deal comes up, you're the next man up, you know? I think it's more reasonable on his behalf because he was like, he didn't pull the Dak Prescott, which was give me all the money.
Fair.
Jordan Love is making more money than he is right now.
Yeah, I think Love's better.
Jordan Love is the second highest paid quarterback. He's on par with Burrow and Allen.
Which was like,
And although it's only a couple million dollars, those couple million dollars.
That's the difference between, you know, a guy that matters in the NFL.
You're dang right it is.
The salary scales are so crazy when you're talking about like NFL versus NBA, you know, like, oh, $3 million isn't that big deal. It's like, well, no, outside of the marquee positions, $3 million is like, that's a guy that's in your top rotation.
I wouldn't, and they didn't have to pay him the top dollar, but they knew they were going to have to give him top 10 money. His resume says yes.
Yeah.
Everything about his resume, how are you going to justify not?
I'm probably picking at the scab here a little bit, the fact that he's seventh, where I would prefer to have him in that 10, 11, 12 range.
But that's not because he's not going to get that because the guys in the 10, 11, 12 range have outdated contracts now. And so that's the way that it works.
The scaling is going up so much more year after year.
There is no way that they were going to get him for any cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, because that is how the game is played. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, they didn't make him the highest paid quarterback. And that was the biggest issue with Dak's deal with the Cowboys, right? Was that they paid him the top dollar and reset the market. Nobody else was going to do that. Nobody else was going to do that. Somebody else would have come along and paid Brock Purdy that top 10 money. They would have done it.
Yeah, because there's always some team that needs it.
Desperation across the NFL happens all the time.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.